From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, what the U.S. can do to promote peace in the Middle East.
First, our lead military investigators now believe that 24 Iraqi civilians were deliberately killed by U.S. Marines last November. You've heard about this incident. It took place in Haditha, a Euphrates River town in violence-wracked Anbar province in western Iraq. The Marines initially reported that more than a dozen civilians were killed in a roadside bombing and in the crossfire that followed. An investigation by Iraqi human rights activists alleged that the Marines systematically killed two dozen civilians after a bomb had killed one of the Marines. We're joined by Tony Perry. He covers military affairs for the Los Angeles Times and is often in Iraq, though he's back in this country now. Tony, what does this latest investigation mean? What's new in these results?
What is new here is that we're getting closer to the actual filing of criminal charges. We're getting closer to a public hearing in which we will hear the evidence and defense attorneys will get a chance to poke holes in that evidence. This conclusion today confirms what the investigators initially thought, that what these Marines did after one of their own was killed by a roadside bomb was way outside the rules of engagement, way outside the rules of war, that they burst into three homes, threw fragmentation grenades in, and then burst in firing indiscriminately, killing women and children as they searched, unsuccessfully apparently, for insurgents. Now, the defense attorneys will say that they were acting within the rules and that there was a threat coming from that house. That's what we're going to vet out in these Article 32s, these preliminary hearings that we'll have once the charges are actually filed.
And this investigation, this is by the Naval Criminal Investigation Service. That's the branch of the Navy. The Marines are under the Navy. So this is kind of like the criminal prosecution, the gathering of evidence stage.
Sure. This is the Internal Affairs Bureau, if you will. They're cops, and they go along and police the police. They look into cases, allegations of misconduct by sailors and Marines, and that's what they've done here. Now, it must be said that we haven't heard fully from the defense attorneys, and I have seen cases where Naval Criminal Investigative Service does an investigation. It looks very, very damning, and once defense attorneys get through with it, it looks a lot less damning. So we're only, even though we've been at this a while now, we're only really at the beginning of this case.
Well, where do we get to the next step? When do you expect actual charges to be filed? When do you get to the point where the defense might have a chance to present their case?
It's going to be a while. I think charges will be filed fairly quickly. It's all up to the top general at Camp Pendleton, the 1st Marine Expeditionary Force general. That, at the moment, as we speak, is Lieutenant General John Sattler. He has been reassigned to a top post in Washington, so he will be leaving, and he will be replaced by Lieutenant General James N. Mattis, Jr., and Mattis then will become what they call the convening authority in this case. It will be up to him, unless Sattler has already made that decision, to file charges, and then it will be up to him to decide whether after the preliminary, the Article 32, we should go to a court-martial, and if there is a conviction at the court-martial, it will again be up to the general to decide whether that conviction should stand or be reduced.
Tony Perry, a correspondent for the Los Angeles Times. Tony, thank you.
My pleasure.